Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
If I had the opportunity to do my first business again, I'd be working on the business, not in the business. That would have been a great success for me if I had done that.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Raj Goodman Anand. Now get this, Raj is a successful entrepreneur who started Goodman Lantern to offer quality content writing and software development to clients around the world. He also has a variety of other projects on the go, but early in his career, he found himself too focused on working in the business as opposed to on it. That's coming up after the break. Broken Bulbs is the newest podcast from Mecco Radio. And since we're new, we're still needing to grow. One of the biggest ways that you can help us do that is by leaving a review. It's simple, it's free, and you can do it right from your phone while you're listening to the podcast. You can go to ratethispodcast.com/bulbs or use the first link in the show notes to take you straight to Podchaser. Thanks for listening, and thanks for leaving a review. Now, on to the show. Raj Anand, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Absolutely. I'd love to, Alex.
Excellent. So let's talk about how exactly you failed to scale up in your business when you had that opportunity to do so. Would you mind taking us through the story? What exactly was going on?
The number one thing which I have at the moment, which I reflect back on my life, is when I was scaling my team up from 1 to 5 team members, and actually even beyond to 5 to 100 team members, the stress, the fatigue, and everything you had to go through to achieve that success and growth. And that's been a part of my life, which I find was a failure for me because the way I implemented it. So let me kind of give you a bit of a background there. My first ever business was a white label social media software business. Think of it like a white label's Facebook. For your brand, for your company. It went actually really well. I was just 23 years old, fresh out of university in the UK in Brighton, south UK. And things were going great. Got featured in Business Week's magazine as a 20 young entrepreneurs look for the future growth. And things were going really well. Got a lot of PR, got a lot of inquiries coming in, but it didn't pan out that well. And simply because of perhaps my way of looking at things. Now, remember, I was straight out of university, and at school and colleges and universities, we are taught to do our own assignments, our own work. Like you as an individual get your assignment done and submit it. There isn't a concept of for example, delegation, of for example, looking at how do you scale up yourself. And how do you really build a company? It's all about your work, your marks. So if you do well, you score high, but it doesn't matter if you work with the team or not. And I think that mentality kind of kicked in, when it's your flight or fight mode, and I was in fight mode and put in, 60 to 80 hours per week of work, which was insane. It should have really been about delegation to kind of find the right people. But the approach which I had was so different. It was all about, get the clients and as a programmer, deliver the work for the clients and get on with it. Had a small team of people who were doing stuff for me, but really it was me running the show for the company, which is not a great idea. On hindsight, now as an investor, now as a third time business person, having sold one business, I wish I had seen it differently.
Okay, so going forward, how did you end up applying these lessons? Did you see it differently? What changed and what maybe stayed the same?
In my second business, which I sold to another company and it was a success for me, I had a structured sales and marketing arm of the business where people were delegated tasks, their departments, their sort of structure to kind of grow their own careers, but also in the process, help the company grow the sales and business as well. Really helped me in that time to free up my time and actually strategize the big picture stuff, the helicopter view of my business as opposed to working in the business. And I think if I had the opportunity to do my first business again, I'd be working on the business, not in the business. And that would have been a great success for me if I had done that. In my second business, I spent a lot of time working on making deals happen. I was the champion for my customer. I was hearing the pain points, their challenges, and why they want to use a third-party company to help them fix stuff for them. You know, to give you an idea, it was actually a business in the entertainment and event space. It wasn't actually my traditional technology businesses, which I usually run. Although it was sold online, it was delivered in person. Brand new approach to me and for me. And what I realized was that we could scale the company from one service in one city to 30 to 40 cities and 25 services. You know, it became one of the it was in its niche. It was one of the highest grossing company. I sold the company off at some point, but it was in line with that kind of mantra of successful businesses are based on delegation, especially for marketing and supporting services. I've noticed that these are important for a company, but they aren't core. The core of a business really is the customer, and every founder should be dedicated and obsessed about the success of the customer, go out of their way to achieve it. And you can't do that if you're working in the business. You have to step out and focus on the most important bit, which is to help the customer and outsource everything else. And this has been my mantra, not only in my companies, but also as a corporate employee. You know, I would outsource things regularly, especially marketing stuff, which is like, you know, not that core to my business. My business really is about customers and products. So that's what it's all about. And so that was my learning. Had I have a chance to kind of relive my life, I would certainly want to go back to 2007 and change that about me.
How would you advise entrepreneurs to balance that? How do you make those decisions of what should be delegated and what you as the founder should be focusing on? Because obviously there's a lot that you can fit into that category of, well, I'm doing this for the customers. I am working on the business. What do you decide is really, really important at the end of the day?
In my experience and opinion and what I've seen working for people who have made it big, eventually the aim is to delegate everything in the business. That should be the focus of a business owner, is to actually not be the person playing the flute and the drums. It is to orchestrate the team to work together. That is the core focus of a business owner, CEO, chairman, call it what you want to call it, but it's the aim is to outsource it to the team or external to the company, one way or the other. As we form teams and we make our managers CEOs of tomorrow, they realize as well that there is some task which they shouldn't be doing themselves. In fact, the company shouldn't do those tasks at all, because there's somebody else who's formed a process to get it right. For example, you know, today when we think about taxis and calling cabs, you know, would you imagine calling 10 phone numbers every time you want to go out from your home to the airport? I mean, that's just ludicrous, really. So it's, you know, you have an application, Uber, or the different apps in different places in the world. You use that application to kind of call the taxi. Similarly, there are tasks, you know, which are like call scheduling, you know, sort of SEO tasks, for example. These are all stuff which anybody else can do. You as a company say, for example, selling technology services, or you're selling, for example, fridges or a widget, whatever it is that you're selling, that's the core business, to get that product right and to get your customers to be happy and successful at the end of it.
That is such an excellent point. And to talk for a second about outsourcing those tasks, especially scheduling. We scheduled this using Calendly. All I had to do was send you a link and say, here, pick a time that works for you. This will show you my schedule. And it works great, instead of us having to go back and forth. Okay, well, you're in the UK, so what time is it? Okay, it's that time there. And okay, it's this time over here. So I think that's going to, because I think we've all missed meetings because of time zones. And so it just, any way that you can simplify that process really helps. Of course, you learn from this lesson, and you've continued to carry that lesson through into your business life now. So at the end of the day, what is the bulb, the 1,000th try, that's working for you now? Feel free to brag a little bit and plug anything and everything.
I mean, today, my company, Goodman Lanton, which is a native English content writing company, is focused on helping our customers sell better, grow faster. Most of our customers outsource the content writing to us. So in that sense, we are the Uber of content writing, because that's one thing they don't have to think about, which is important, very important for their brand, really important for their SEO, which is the optimization of the Google ranking, for example, or Yahoo ranking, or Bing ranking, or whatever ranking you're looking for, really. It's just the ranking of you on a popular search engine. Similarly, there are things which we outsource as well. For example, there are things which we outsource, like design. You know, sometimes we have to get a brochure organized for our company. We have an internal person who has our brand guidelines down. And now we don't need to delegate this again and again. We have people who can bid for work, and they can get the brochure done, and then they can use our guidelines to get it done in the way we like it to be. Similarly, there are videos we often do, for example, the transcript for YouTube videos as a company, but the YouTube creation is done by somebody else, for example.
Yeah, it's really become a part of your business. So where can people go to find you?
Sure thing. So you can find me on goodmanlanton.com, which is our website, or actually on LinkedIn. That's where I lurk quite a bit. If you just look for Raj Goodman Anand, you'll find me there, and connect with me and just say hello. Love to hear from you.
I love it. And I'm going to have links for all of that in the show notes if you want to check out what Raj does. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Alex.
And thank you for listening. Special thank you to Raj for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out all of his work, linked down in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork was by Bethany Gustafson, and the music in this episode was by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.